flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples.
KAURV, this is KFABQD.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio, Victor Monitoring.
Getting over here, URV, KF8PQD.
Yeah, that's my handheld. I'm glad it sounds
flood
good.
Warning. With multiples.
You must be able to get to the repeater there,
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have no problem getting in the repeater here.
Russ said he hadn't heard you in a few days. He should tell you hi.
Tell him I said, hey.
Oh, that was a few minutes ago when you went to the bank. He's cleared off now.
Okay.
You got a external mic on your HT or just talking on the HT itself?
Oh, I have an external mic, but I don't have it hooked up right now. I left it in the house.
Okay. Sounds good for just talking into the mic or into the radio.
Yeah, that's that full thing 17 radio that I picked up there for $25 in West Branch.
There you go. I bought a pair of the UV32s.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those are nice radio.
I bought them brand new. There was a special I bought them. Pair with dual docking stations, dual microphones, dual headsets that came with, I mean, everything. I bought the whole kit there for, I think it was $79.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I bought this. It was brand new in the box when I got up there. The lady didn't know how to use it, so she just wanted to dump it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, these ones are brand new. I bought them from, I don't know, some website. That isn't what I'm talking about. I'm talking on an icon.
Oh, roger on the icon. Yeah, I'm just getting out to the Dixie Highway right now.
I can't get to the repeater here with my HT. There's 10-watt HTs, but I don't have, you know, I don't have the external speed to put the one, you know, the one up on the tower.
All right, you're on that.
It did come with the rubber. forgot the antenna, but they also both of them came with the extended antenna. Do you have an antenna? Oh, they're about, I don't know, 18 inches long, something like that.
I know, sometimes in my chair at the house there, I can get into the flip repeater. I turn the chair just right.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Got that muscular dystrophy thing here coming up, and that's going to be a breakable on that walk. They wanted some ham operators over there, so I volunteered for that. That's going to be fun.
Oh, what's that?
I think that's next month they're going to be doing that.
What's that, a 5K or something like that?
Yeah. What we do is we stand on the corners, make sure people got water, you know, and then we tell when the last person is coming down the line there so everybody can do what they got to do.
Oh, okay, it's not, you're not walking yourself, you're just volunteering as a volunteer on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's a volunteer type thing.
Oh, cool. Yeah, well, let me know when it's going on, maybe I'll come over that way.
Oh, there you go. I did it last year. Last year I ran the chase truck and that, we followed the last people around the... And then we picked up, they had stations set up around the area there. We had to go pick up the water, you know, and stuff that was left, tables and whatnot.
Oh, Roger, yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, me and Jeff, we went over and we had a little bit of lunch over there at the bottling place over there.
Bush beer over there now? I don't even know what's over there now. That's there.
I'm not sure what it was. Carling's, I think.
Oh, is it still Carling's?
Yeah, I think it's still Carling's.
I haven't been over there. Oh, geez. Well, I was over there last year for, last year for Christmas driving around. So the wife could see the Christmas lights, but never got out and actually did anything. Oh, we did go to Brunner's.
Oh, my God, there's a big hole up here in the road right there in front of Weber.
Well, there's some big ones out here, that's for sure. Down River Road, there's a, say, by the corner where we turn to come down Frost, there's a pile of them.
That'll mess up somebody's car rim.
Oh yeah. Well, it is that time of year though. You got to watch for the craters.
Tomorrow, I got two loads of flat steel going in to the salvage yard.
Oh wow! What kind of flat steel you got?
Oh, I got some old furnaces and boilers and hot water heaters, and then I got all the flat tin, you know, from B&S Heating.
Okay. Oh, you didn't take none of that stuff in yet?
Well, we were going to do it today, but my uncle's not feeling very well, and that is pretty shaky. I told him to stay home. And we'll do it Friday.
Yeah, since all, you know, stuff is pressing. Yep, that's for sure.
Well, copper, you know, copper's out of this world right now for, you know, scrap copper. It's over $5 a pound.
Wow.
No, over in Bill's basement, he's probably got a ton of it over there easily.
Oh, wow. That'd be a pretty good space there. If he's got a ton of it, that's $5,000.
Oh, yeah. He took $10,000 of it out of his basement there when we went to North Carolina.
Was he hoarding?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he does. Plus, he sits there and he takes all the little motors apart, you know, and gets all the windings and stuff out of them. And, you know, he's retired. He don't have much to do, so he just sits in his basement and takes them all apart.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, my granddad used to do that when he was alive. He'd take old motor, old wash machines apart, take the motor out of them, take the copper out of the motor, sit there. That's what he did. He'd sit out in the back patio and took stuff apart and strapped the copper and the aluminum and, you know, same thing. And, yeah, if he'd ever seen $5 a pound for copper, he'd have been right in his glory.
Oh, definitely.
When he was doing it, it was 50 cents, 60 cents, 70 cents at the most, you know.
Aluminum, it still isn't doing what beans, you know. You don't get much for aluminum anymore. And that's, or just, you know, he takes the copper and the copper pipe and all the tubing, you know. And there's different prices for different copper, and he sorts it all out.
That's what granddad used to do. And then once a month he'd go to, we lived out in Burt, and once a month he'd go to town, go to Rifkin's or wherever he was going, I don't know where he was going. And he'd take all of his stuff that he took all apart and gathered up, and he'd sell that. And that's what he bought his beer with.
Oh, yeah.
Grandma used to holler like hell at him. That's all you need is some more beer. You have a couple beers, and all you want to do is get horny. It was so funny. Grandma was 6'2", and Grandma was 4'11".
KCI, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing? How's Jim and Jim doing?
Can't complain. Nobody will listen anyway.
Yeah, well, I just finally turned on the radio because I turned on the computer, and I said, well, I'll turn on the 2 meter and see if anybody's out there. And man, there's a big black line on 240. I don't know who's talking. So, good morning, anyways. Yep, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I got 62 here. Real nice. Jim's on his way over to my place here. We're going to go over. He's going to pick up a power supply from somebody I know.
Well, cool. He's been looking for one. Also, do you still need a tuner? A big tuner?
Well, I need a big tuner.
That's 10-4 there. I wasn't sure. I know at one time you were talking about it too, but I know somebody's in the club's got a Pulsar for sale. Probably going to take it up to the AM swap, but they're at Cadillac.
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, you just asked me and I don't remember. I think the 2nd of May. I will check.
That's what I thought. Somebody said something like that, too, and I wasn't for sure.
Did you say a Pulsar or a Palstar?
Palstar.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I got. I got a Palstar.
I grabbed everything I gathered up and that I was going to take up to the swamp. Most of it I already sold, and that's a... I gotta go on the hunt again and go see what's out there.
There you go. Well, that's a good thing, though. Yeah, May 2nd, 8 to noon.
Cadillac, you said?
KCI, I missed that.
I say that Hamfest, that's in, what town's that in?
Cadillac.
Cadillac, yeah, that's what I thought.
It's right at the middle school, so right off 115 there.
Just turning on to Tippawassee.
Okay.
Mofo guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm being robo guy today.
So you just go over that big old bridge that's got all the water underneath it. Going south, the water is, anyways.
That's okay. I'll put a snorkel on the car and we'll do submarine stuff today. That's what happened on Fair Road.
Well, yeah, I know. There was a whole bunch of water out there, I tell you. I couldn't go to, my hearing test or hearing appointment on, when was it, Monday, because they still had 52 blocked off in St. Charles. But it's all clear now.
I'll roger on that.
I was out there yesterday. Yeah, yesterday I was out in St. Charles and went across the bridge there. It's all open.
Yeah, the day before, I guess, they still had water, but, it was a good thing. We did it. It's all good now. Water's going down quite a bit. I mean, on the farm, I just went around, and everything's looking pretty good. It soaked it right in.
Yeah. My backyard was flooded. Water's all gone out of there. The ditch out front was full just above to the top, and it's all gone out of there. So the field across the road was... looked like a lake. I told the wife we have lakefront property, but that water's all gone, too.
Yeah, the floodplain there off of State Road, it was down yesterday compared to Monday. I'll let you boys connect the dots and get on with your day. That's what I'm going to do. I got to go to Wausau and help trim up a antenna for 38 in the morning.
It'll be a nice day for it. Like I said, I got 62 here. I don't know what it's supposed to get to today, but right now it's 62.
But, nope. It'll extend the wire and trim her back, I guess, is what we'll do. Take the old rig expert and hook it up.
Oh, you're trimming the tree back?
No. Trimming the wire for a exact frequency.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what I got. I got a rig expert analyzer.
Yeah, I just got the stick. You just plug him right in, and I like it. It's easy. It goes around my neck, and I can climb a tower and check all my feeds and make sure they're all the same as what they are when they get in the house.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I got one eye.
Well, this is Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India. We'll be clear and standing by.
Yeah, have a great day. Catch you later. KF8, the QD.
Catch you later, Jeff. Okay, have a good one over there. I'll talk to you later.
Good morning. With multiples. Good morning, 1100 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees.
Yeah, where you at, Jim?
I just passed Center Road, and that, I'll be out there to, what is that other one out there? Freeland Road here before too much longer.
Yeah, Midland Road, the main drag there going into Freeland.
Yeah. Just getting ready to go over the railroad tracks out here.
Okay, yeah. You're getting close now. Next one down, I think, will be Hospital Road, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Even with my 10 watt Bofang there, I can't get to the repeater from here. Not with a just the regular antenna on it. Not being hooked to an external antenna, I guess you'd say.
I thought you had an outside 2 meter antenna.
I do. It's hooked to the ICOM here. I don't have the adapter for the Bofang for the 259 connector.
What adapter do you need? I've got a bunch of them.
Just the Bofang one.
You need that little one that screws in there with that little wire on it, right?
Yeah, same as the five. Just the where the antenna screws onto it there. It's got that little wire on it, yep.
Roger on that.
But when I'm here in the house, I use the ICOM, so, it's not that important, I guess you would say. That's why probably why I haven't ordered one yet, because it wasn't that important. I don't have a 2 meter mobile antenna. I haven't ordered one of them yet, so. Yeah, I don't know why. I looked at them at a couple of ham fests. What have you? I just never bought one. And then, a magnet mount 2 meter.
Yeah, my magnet mount for the car is on top of the roof there at the house.
Yeah, that's the one you got stuck up on the roof.
But that thing seems to get out pretty doggone good there at the house, so I don't have too much trouble getting into the repeaters.
Yeah, I don't have any trouble getting to the one in Burt and all the Saginaw ones. I can't get to the Flint ones, and I can't get to the Midland ones. The Midland ones might be because of where my antenna's at on the tower.
I can hear the people talking in Midland, but for some reason I just can't get it. I might have the wrong PLL set in there.
Yeah, I've got all that in there, but I just can't get to the repeater receiver. But my antenna is on the south side of the tower, and it's not all the way to the top of the tower. I mean, it's pretty close to the top of the tower, but the tower may be blocking the signal, I guess you'd say, to get to Midland, because that would be the direction.
No, I got that great big antenna there from Starmy. I haven't put it up yet, but that's a big 2 meter 440 antenna stick.
Vertical one looks like an Antron almost.
Yeah, I'm just going on the roundabout right now.
Oh yeah, you're just down the road. Should be coming up to Thomas any second.
Okay, I'm just turning on Thomas right now.
Well, if you want, I can drive over there. I know where I'm going.
Okay.
All right, well, I'm going to go down and get my shoes on and all that good stuff, so I'll catch you in the driveway in a few minutes.
Now, when you're trimming trees and stuff like that for that company I was working for, hell, I didn't even know where I was at half the time.
All right, I'll meet you out in the driveway.
Okay. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 51 degrees. Flood warning. With multiples. Flood warning. With multiples. flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 64 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, monitoring.
Kilo Echo 8, United Romeo Victor, November 8, Tango Victor Echo. How you doing, Jim?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself? How's things going over that way?
Well, still waiting for the yard to dry up. Got a bunch of stuff I need to do outside, and there's half a dozen little lakes floating around, so filling up the roller and starting to roll the yard is out of the question, and I haven't decided whether to go out there and do some raking or not.
I hear you. I know I got a mess in my yard, too. I got a take up there, too. I got the, you know, the outside pool and all that stuff going on, you know. Now that I got, it had rained and my backyard, my garage was flooded right out.
Yeah, affirmative on that. I got a drive-in basement and at the moment things are damp down there. So every other day I got to go down there and fire up the wet dry vac and slurp up the water, and then it's good for a while. Another couple of weeks, though, things ought to be back to normal. But talk to Stormy or Jeff lately?
Well, I talked to Jeff today, and he's saying that he's going to try to get out there on the field.
Well, I wish him luck. I've been keeping track of the rain, and we got 7.1 inches of rain out here in Hemlock over the past 10 days or 2 weeks. So I'm sure he's got wet fields down there, too. Takes more diesel to get through the field when they're wet.
No doubt, yeah. I'm just hoping that things dry up here pretty quick because I got to get underneath this car. And I want to put some new tires and back brakes on this.
Yeah, you can put the brakes on yourself and probably taking it in and buying the tires and having them mounted the easiest way. So, but I'm sure that sounds like $1,000 job.
All of that, yeah.
So this is where everybody's hanging out. N-A-W-E-G.
Hey, what's going on there, Jeremy? Long time no talk to. N-A-T-V-E.
Well, good afternoon, Dave. Haven't heard you in a little bit. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon to you.
About time to grab them Frisbees and start practicing, huh?
It'd be nice if it would quit raining long enough for it to dry up a little bit, and then we could start our yearly leagues.
Well, another month it might get there. Have to find a gymnasium you can go in and fling it around.
And that's what I'm afraid of, man. It's another month before it even dry up.
Well, the bright side is, as long as there's water all over, you don't have to worry about cutting the grass.
I couldn't do that if I wanted to. There's a lake in my backyard.
And go ahead, Adam. I got to finish getting dressed here and ATV.
URV for ID. NAWEG, I'm going to go out here in a little bit, and I'm going to take that beam down.
I just went over and got a power supply there from St. Charles.
A big one?
75 amps.
Buy it or in need of repair?
I bought it 2 years old.
Who'd you take with you to help you lift it?
Had Jim with me.
Okay.
Solid state or transformer?
This one here I think's got a transformer in it. Pretty heavy.
Oh man, transformer unit, yeah, it was probably pretty heavy.
We should fix these potholes. There's a bad one down there on Weber. Holy crap. That thing is, you'd lose your car in it.
There's spots in Saginaw that are really bad and have been bad for years.
Well, Saginaw doesn't do a very good job. They're slightly better than Flint when it comes to taking care of their roads.
You're right about that, Dave. Flint roads are bad, too.
Yeah, they need to drop something in this one up here because a guy could take a wheel off his car with no problem. Got them new rims, you know, on some of these cars. They bend real easy.
Are you saying it's big enough they could hide a body in there?
I don't want to get down to the bottom of it.
They had that phone number that you could call and leave a message and tell them where it was bad at, and they were supposed to take care of it. But I think they went union.
Probably got so many phone calls they discontinued the number.
I didn't see that hole here the other night coming home, and I had Denise's car with me. Like, oh my God.
Well, that's the disadvantage about low profile tires. They look good, but they don't have any room left in the rubber for absorbing bumps.
Flood warning with multiples.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's a heck of a hole.
Well, it looks like the driveway can do a grading. Can't do any yard work. I guess I can put the grader on the back of the tractor and buzz up and down a half a dozen times. Try to get that back to normal.
I even come up here. We're hiring a monster guy this year.
Say it again. you come over here, we're going to take the antennas down and put an antenna up.
That's too much work.
Yeah, it's windy. What are you putting up? I'm going to put up that HF vertical that I bought, that harvest antenna.
You're going to like that.
Got radios on that vertical, or you got to put them on the ground?
Oh, there's no verticals on them. For that. You don't have to put any ground radios on that thing at all. It works fine without it.
15, 20 foot tall, is it?
I think mine's 19 and 19 something.
10 through 40 or 6 through 40?
With the tuner, it'll go all the way from 6 to 160.
Oh, cool. Well, you got it covered then. A little bit of gain with it, or how's it rated? 1,000 watts, 3 dB of gain?
I think there's 6.
Yeah, there was some gain to it, but I don't remember what it was for sure.
I think it's 6 dB gain.
Well, that's good. My tri-bander, I think, only has 6 dB of gain, but it works well. It's old enough, it ought to be broken by now. Selling that old beam, are you there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
I'm kind of thinking about it. I might sell the beam off and, to maybe cut the noise, I'll make me a little dipole antenna of some kind. I don't know yet, but yeah, I'm probably going to sell the beam.
Did you ever flip it vertical, or was it vertical and you're going to flip it horizontal?
I was going to flip it horizontal, but I didn't. The whole 10-meter thing we're kind of pushed out of anyway, so I'm done worrying about 10-meter, and I'll throw the HF antenna up there on that tower.
Well, there you go. Can buy an all-mode radio for 2 meters and can start doing 2-meter sideband. That's a whole nother animal.
I've been doing a lot of listening out here. I gave up on that because everybody around here has been gone off it. West Side kind of took over. They started early this morning, so I didn't even bother today. Which I don't mind sharing, but it's become kind of a problem. It's not sharing, it's getting pushed out for the West Side.
Yep. I was having a conversation with Russell there a while back. And Bob jumped in there and didn't ask to say a comment. He just took over the conversation, and I was talking with Russell for about an hour. And all of a sudden, it was turn the radio off and get busy and do something else. So I moved my HF radio right off of the bench and set it off in the other room. I just listened to 2 meter now. Not that that's anything special, but I guess it's better than nothing.
Well, at least now I know where to find you. I was wondering what happened to you. But yeah, that's kind of the situation that happened to me. You know, he come in there and started talking to Russ, and pretty soon his conversation with Russ turned into calling for them guys on the west side, and then it was all over.
Well, I figure finding a different frequency will be in order. That one seems to have gone to crap, so... But I needed to clean off the bench and get rid of all the dust and dirt that has accumulated. So the bench is cleaned off and the radio's in the other room, and one of these days I'll put it all back together and see if it still works.
It's awful funny that some guys say they know that we're on that frequency in the morning, but, you know. Start that way to talk, and we're usually out of there before 9, you know, and it's funny that they want to come in there and take it over.
Well, you know, I really don't even think they realize that's what they're doing. I don't even think they understand that. NAWEG.
I understand. Yeah, I don't think they can hear us. That's the biggest problem. I don't think they can hear us at all.
Right, which causes a problem right there. You get people doubling, you know. And the only one that seems to bother is Russ, because he's getting both of them, you know, both sides. Bob, he's closer to the west side, so he's going to hear the west side guys. And, when Bob gets started, man, there's no stopping him. It's just, you know, he'll keep going.
Yeah, I know.
Well, between having dementia and worn out hearing aids, I guess you can see why.
Oh, I get it. It's just, I don't know, you know, it was us for so long and we got pushed out for these new guys, which no big deal, but it's like, you gotta have two separate frequencies, you know, the east side and the west side, they're just on the same frequency, that's never gonna work.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up because we can get them in there, but, you know, they don't seem like they even acknowledge us and all that, you know. And, yeah, it's kind of messed up.
And, you know, that's probably why everybody's gone off there. You don't hear Jeff, you don't hear Stormy, and I kind of think that might be why. The other Jim, I think he totally gave up. I haven't heard him in a long time.
Yeah, neither have I. It's been a couple of months. He was there for a few days, and he disappeared. So, I don't know if he's working at the church or what he's got going on, but he hasn't. I haven't heard him on anything on the radio.
Well, the last I heard him out there, that hole getting pushed out happened to him, too. And that was the last I heard him out there.
He was out there just a little bit ago. I was talking to him. For a matter of fact, I just left his house here not too long ago. We rode over to St. Charles over there, and I picked up that power supply. And, yeah, he just got back from up there in Traverse City.
Did you get that thing just west of St. Charles?
I just left the St. Charles.
Lady that just lost her husband, blind guy.
Don?
They still have the other equipment there?
Yeah, she's selling it off a little bit at a time.
Yeah, I got my name on a radio over there, but I haven't heard nothing from her, so I was wondering. Huh.
Yeah, she's got a nice Mirage over there.
I also got a Washington over there that I had my name on.
It's gone already.
What about the Kenwood, 590?
Still there. That's still there.
What a bummer. I didn't want the 590. I wanted that Washington.
Doesn't Stormy have a 590?
Yeah, it's exactly like Stormy
over there.
Sounds like you're outside, Jim.
Yeah, I'm outside right now. I'm on the handheld. Hang on for a minute. One in the house.
Well, the price of oil is like 95 bucks a barrel. Price of gas in another month or two ought to start coming down.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor. I'm in the house.
Must have that, you either got a mobile hooked up to the outside antenna, your signal strength went way up.
I was on my handheld.
So, would you see Jim out there at her house?
That?
So you see Jim out there at St. Charles?
I picked him up over there in Freeland, and we went out to St. Charles and then see what she had.
Huh. Cool.
So did Jim end up buying something?
I bought that power supply, and Jim bought that, he bought a key for his radio, some kind of a key.
A straight key, or was it like a vibroplex that you need an electronic keyer with it?
Not sure what it is. Probably it's for a Bob Heil, and so he's got it all come in a big box. It was all new, so he bought that from us.
Flood warning with multiples.
KA9SXH, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon over in Wisconsin. We're in Saginaw, Michigan, KE8URV.
Howdy. Name's Dave, NATVE.
Good afternoon out there in Wisconsin. Name here is Jeremy, and the call sign is November 8, Whiskey Echo Golf, NATWEG.
NATWEG. This is KA9SXH. Kilo Alpha 9, Sierra X-ray Hotel. Good afternoon. Thank you for your reply. I think there may be also another station on the frequency here. The name here is Terry, Tango, Echo, Romeo, Romeo, Yankee. And if there's another station here on the frequency, go ahead, take it. Otherwise, back to you, Jeremy. K-A-9-S-S-H.
Well, there was a couple guys here with me. You might not have heard them. I'll let them try again. Go ahead, Dave. N-A-W-E-G.
All right. Afternoon there, Terry. I think you heard me in there earlier. My radio has been working, so I assume it's still working. And out here in the Hemlock area, which is about 20 miles west of Saginaw. So, drying out in Wisconsin, are you? Over.
Come on, Dave. We are drying out. And currently, I'm sitting out in the sun with shorts on. I'm comfortable. And it is, well, when I came out, it was 68 degrees. Sitting in my front yard and currently looking at one of my major front yard projects that I have pretty much completed. The rest of today, when I get down here, is going to be a little cleanup on that project, and then tomorrow's another day on it. So, yeah, drying out real nice. And I'm looking at flowers and a neighbor's grass, neighbor's flower bed. I don't see any by me yet. My wife has a lot of flower beds, and I judge that just by looking right behind me. And this is Terry, K-A-9-S-X-H. Go ahead, take her, Jeremy.
I'm sitting here with the window open. It's nice here, too. I don't know the exact temperature, but I figure that's how you can tell these true northern people, though, is they run around in them shorts when it's 20 degrees out. And it don't seem to bother them, but I'm sitting there in three layers of clothes and two coats on, freezing to death. They're running around in shorts.
70 in Hemlock.
Oh, there we go. 70 degrees. It feels nice and warm out. Good time to take my antenna down. The wind ain't gonna be a problem either, Dave, because it's not that high up. I'm gonna lower it in the tower before I even worry about taking it down, so it'll only be a couple feet above my head.
Well, you got a safety belt or something to keep you secure, don't you?
I don't even have to get on the tower. I'll just stand on the roof. I can get it down that low and take it right off on the roof.
Gonna take it apart and put it in the garage, or are you gonna put the vertical up?
I'm gonna take the beam off that tower so I can take the tower down, and I'm gonna either add one or maybe two sections of tower onto that tower, and then I'm going to put the vertical on it and put it back up.
Well, you got a nice warm day. Only thing you got to deal with is the little bit of a breeze out of whatever direction it's coming from. It says it's out of the west on the wind gauge, so the wind generator's turning, but not making that much power.
I don't know how much of putting it back up I'm going to do in this wind, that's for sure.
What kind of towers are you using?
I am using I'm thinking it's a Roan tower. It's not the one with the Z-shaped bars, it's the one with the bars straight across.
Well, if the bars are about a quarter inch in diameter solid steel, then that's a Roan. And if they're about an inch in diameter and hollow, that's an American steel tower. But they're both good. I got sections here of each one, and they still up in the air.
Okay, I was afraid I had that backwards, and I did. I got American steel.
Well, the good thing about American steel is when you're up in the air and standing on them runners, your feet don't hurt as bad.
Well, what's nice about that American steel tower is, you know, you're talking English on them. And you get them other ones there, you kind of look at them a little cockeyed, especially if you're from Japan.
Roan towers, I thought, were made in America, weren't they? They might be made in China and imported now, but they used to be made in America.
I was like that power supply, that ES-18, you know, power supply. It was a good product, man, and it's heavy duty, it's nice, it's got four fans in it, you know, and all this, but, try to get it, you know, they it's just like anything else, anything good, you know, they take it out of stock and they don't know when it's ever going to come back.
Yep, it's like a Meritron. They quit making them and now I don't know what they make in America anymore, but hopefully it's of quality. All right, you guys. Well, I'm going to head outside and see if I can get something accomplished. Good talking with you, Jim, Jeremy, Terry. You guys have yourself a wonderful afternoon, and once I go out there and get a few things done, and maybe later on I'll be back in your NATVE.
All right, Dave, I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to get tearing this thing apart, get it tore down, get ready to sell it. And I'll be out here later. I'll give you a yell or something, see if we can catch you later on. NAWEG73, everybody.
This is Terry, A9SXH. Think I'll get on my day, too. The lights are burning. And I was on a break, and oh boy, that was supposed to be over quite a while ago. Pleasure meeting everybody. Take care. Have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, KE8, Charlie Brown.
Hi, Clyde. Always got time to speak to a friend. Haven't heard you in ages. How are you doing on this beautiful by me day?
All HTC dongle for my FT70 handheld. That way, because I lost my second battery somewhere, so for when I'm monitoring DMR, I can now have it plugged in without losing battery power.
Isn't DMR a fascinating mode? Love it. Well, actually, I love all the modes. And currently, I'm sitting outside in the sun. And I'm going to say it's in the area of 70 degrees currently. I just completed a large portion of a front yard job that I have been working on, and pretty pleased with that. However, I got quite a cleanup to do yet today before I can quit for the day on that project. I took down a flagpole that's been up for I don't know how many years, many years, made out of water pipe and old trailer parts. Well, it's history. I pulled the concrete in the base out of the ground. That's what I was doing today. And I got technique and tools for that, and it worked out fine for me. But like I say, currently sitting in the sun enjoying. And I'm looking at a lot of nice flowers in the neighbor's yard, which is the direction of my chair is facing. And got little blue flowers all over in the grass. And other side of his driveway, he's got some taller yellow ones. Oh boy, daffodils, crocus, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, been real busy here. And as you said, I also spent a lot of time on DMR. Back to you.
I monitor 31665 of the TGIF.network. That's where my DMR sits. Too much of a pain to change the talk group. So I just leave it right there. And, yeah, that's pretty much it for DMR. Cause I don't own a DMR radio, so change the channels ain't easy. Yeah. I tried a few things for making a wireless cat cable for my radio. Turns out, more complicated than it needs to be because the board they put in my radio don't have host capabilities. So you have to have some type of hardware connected to the radio for it to recognize host to initiate data transfer, which is stupid. But that's how they did it. And, I got one project that sitting there collecting dust right now because I came down sick and I haven't been able to get back in the mood to pick it up and finish it. But using a Raspberry Pi 4 and some software, I'm supposed to be able to get cat control and audio through Wi-Fi to my radio without my computer being connected to the radio at all. And very interesting project, and one of these days I got to pick it back up and finish it. I'm definitely interested in knowing if it works.
All right. Boy, I guess it has been a long time since we've talked because Christmas has gone by, and I got 3 new radios for Christmas. How about that? Apparently, I've been really impressed with All thing. That's why I got three. That keeps it in what I ask my kids or other relatives to get for me, the price range. Which, of course, you can't beat with a stick. And I currently have one of those in my pocket. Love it. And UHF, VHF, and easily programmed from the radio, which I like to do anyway. So, into that these days. And I guess we need a place like that in there for those kind of radios. I know a lot of people talk down about them because of the price, but we need those lower price radios in order to make it more accessible to new hams that might want to try it or even get interested in it. I have a great-grandson like that. I see he had one, and, great-grandson, oh boy, 23. And he brought it over, showed it to me, that's great. And then he asked me to program it for him. And, of course, I says no. Because if I program his radio for him, he still ain't going to know how to do it himself or get into the radio that much himself. So, back to you. This is KA9SXH.
I saw a video recently, the UV5R Mini Betafang. Apparently it's got a good receiver for doing packet. But yeah, they got a lot of new Betafang designs that came out recently. I just, in that same video, I learned that the FT1 and the FT5 by Yaesu has built-in data modems. I did not know that. Somehow I missed that little tidbit. And you go to Yaesu's website, you don't really see it like on the front page of features. It's like buried in there. It's like they don't want you to know about it or something.
Oh yeah, sometimes those websites are pretty hard to deal with, ain't they? Probably something you know is there and, oh, you can't find it or somebody has told you there it was there and you still can't find it. But, oh yeah, it's all great fun anyway. And those Betafangs, when you get that little box, it comes in a box just like back on Kenwood, any of those. You open that box, you take the radio out, and you put in your hand a little radio that's just like the same radio, you know, it feels and looks just like a Icon or Kenwood or anything like that. Power up, away she goes. And of course, if you were to drop it or say in water or something else or have something happen to it, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. There's a big difference between that happening to a $300 one as opposed to happening to a $20 one. For sure. Anyway, Clayton, I got to make this my last transmission, get on with my day here. I'm running on supper time already, and oh, I had some other... I'm gonna skip my afternoon nap today, but I got stuff from my morning project to put away at and tidy up just a tad. But anyway, thank you for calling me today. Excellent chatting again. And we'll have some more time next time. You have a great day. We'll catch you again. This is Terry, KA9SXH.
KA9SXH, KACB. Yeah, you have a good day. And you can always find me at 31665 of the TGIF.network on your hotspot. So, KACB 73. Take it easy.
KFADIW, standby. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, clear, 64 degrees. Flood warning, with multiples. Flood warning, with multiples. Flood warning, with multiples. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Clear, 64 degrees.
KCAYVF, mobile. KCAYVF, mobile. KC8YVF mobile.
Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples.
M8RHK. N-A-T-V-E-N-A-T-V-E-N-8-R-H-K. K-A-K-C-I, K-A-K-C-I-N-8-R-H-K. Seaver, November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, Chesney, clear.
Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 64 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear, 64 degrees. flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Flood warning with multiples. Flood warning with multiples.